Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Corner of Broadway and Battery. You're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield.
Welcome, welcome. What an interesting week we got coming up in the Bay Area. Welcome back to the Golden State Warriors, officially starting tomorrow night down in Los Angeles. We're going to see the Warriors at home on Thursday against the Clippers. Lakers-Clippers. It's a big bite off the apple, right off the rip. This is going to be a really, really fun, interesting basketball season. There's just no way around it. We have a very interesting, how fun it still is, though, for a lot of people, baseball playoffs to talk about today, Ray. And we got ourselves an awfully interesting weekend of football, even though the 49ers didn't have anything to do with it, to get into today. And Michael Irvin's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Perfect guest. How are you, man?
That's what made the football weekend so good. The 49ers had nothing to do with it.
Well, it's kind of nice to just sit back on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon and not really have to take any notes, just kind of let the league wash over you. And unfortunately, it felt like week after week, game after game that was decided by a touchdown or less just about everywhere you looked. Got a little blowout city this past weekend. The cream in the NFL starting to rise just a little bit from the haves and have-nots start to separate themselves around week 4, week 5, week 6, and that's exactly where we are.
On the other hand, there's the Chargers.
Wasn't that kind of a stunner?
Here's the thing. The weirdest team in football is the Baltimore Ravens, and they have been since the moment they got Lamar Jackson, because they do everything backwards. Lamar Jackson can be a guy who throws a lot, but they're better off when he doesn't. And yesterday, to the extent that I watched a bunch of different games because I just red zoned the day because I didn't have to care about anything. I was just waiting for baseball to start.
Isn't that nice, though? Just a little red zone Sunday morning?
Every time I looked up, Baltimore had the ball, and they were driving. And I'm trying to figure out, well, wait a minute, where are the Chargers? It turns out the Chargers did what the Chargers do every time you're sure that they're no longer the Chargers. They charge her. They just charge her. I mean, they were awful.
Yeah. I mean, they're a tough team to buy an awful lot of stock in when you see a result like that. You know, how could you fall back into old habits? Why don't you get creamed 10 a.m. on your body clock on the East Coast? That would be a very Chargerish thing to do. And indeed, that's what happened. I'll tell you this, John Harbaugh is the best coach in football that no one talks about very much.
He's the best coach that no one talks about because he always flies home with the team.
Hey, big W for the Jags, Ray. Come on.
Wow, what a bad game that was.
You're welcome.
I was going back between that and Premier League game.
You're welcome, London.
And that was literally one of the five or six games every year in which both teams had to lose. The way they played that game, I mean, just first of all, that's an act of war sending those teams across the pond. Secondly, they played down not only to their competition but their own reputations. The fact that somebody had to win was an outrage, and it was just god awful.
I mean, at least for the paying crowd, you put somebody in the win column. Nobody wants to go home with double loss or tie.
Oh, no. In England, they're used to that.
Yeah, well, you're right. It would be the place to do it.
Absolutely. No one should have come out of that happy. I mean, the only way that Jacksonville should have been happy about how they played is if on the flight back they jettisoned Urban Meyer. Just shot him into the Azores.
Win, baby.
Horrendous.
Come on. It's the ultimate deodorant. Or hand sanitizer in his case.
No, it's a soiled Kleenex at best.
We got an awful lot to get into today. Again, Michael Irvin's going to join us at 4 o'clock. We're brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com to book your visit. The weekend that was, Ray, has the Dodgers down 0-2. And maybe when it's all said and done, the crescendo of the Giants season, obviously crossing the finish line, breaking the tape with 107 was remarkable. Never happened like that around here before. You know, just it has not happened. Obviously, the entire year comes to a screeching halt with a Game 5 defeat, which I wasn't here on Friday, so I wasn't able to talk to you about it at all. A couple of thoughts to get off my head a little bit later on. But I know it's old ground for you and most of the audience. It's a loss that's going to sting and stay with you for a very, very long time. There's no doubt about it. But clever pitching decisions, which felt like it might define Thursday night's game, turned out to be very cut and dry for the Dodgers pretty much the whole way through. And I'm not going to tell you I warned you about Cody Bellinger, but I officially warned you about Cody Bellinger. How about the Urias decision? You got, instead of established relievers up two runs trying to get even in Atlanta, you send out a guy who's going to start the fourth game of this series, which just, you're right. I know what you're about to say. That's not Dave Roberts' decision.
No, that's not what I was going to say. Oh, go ahead. Okay. Make your point.
I was going to say it's not Dave Roberts' decision to do it autonomously, but it is a very curious decision. It feels like the Dodgers are picking a really funny time of year to start getting a little too cute.
They're not just getting too cute. They're telling you who they don't trust in their own bullpen. Blake Treinen threw 9 pitches. There's no reason why he had to come out of that game at that point. They clearly don't trust Brewster Graterol, even though he throws 102. And it might turn out that their most reliable guy is a guy who looks like a junior in high school who was the first guy in his class to get facial hair in Alex Vesia. Because he was the one guy that the Braves couldn't figure out. And he is the guy who basically, if there's such a thing as a fifth inning guy, he'd be it. But I think Dave Roberts / Andy Friedman have fallen into the trap of going, every game is the only game we have. And while I get why they used Scherzer to close out the Giants, it came as no surprise to me that on 2 days rest, he'd have a dead arm. He's 37 years old. You know, I mean, and to double down then and bring in Urias in the 8th, when Treinen had showed that he could get guys out, that's almost taking it too far, because it's not your last game. You know, in fact, you're trying to get 5 more games. So, you know, you cannot burn pitchers like they were cordwood that early. I mean, when Brian Snitker took Ian Anderson out after 3, there was a part of me that said, this is going to come back and bite him in the ass. And it didn't. And it turned out to be the right decision, because as you look back, Ian Anderson had nothing. But the Braves used their bullpen more judiciously, and they were more careful about who they brought in, because they stayed away from the starters, and they just waited for Ron Washington to wave guys home.
Even though the Giants are done, we still got plenty of baseball to talk about and a little post-mortem I've seen a couple, one particular on The Athletic. It's the typical who were those guys article about the Giants season that passed, and who they were is kind of defined by what they did and how much success they had doing what they did. And we're going to get into all that, but really, Ray, when it comes down to it, why are they going home? And forget about going home. Why are the Giants waiting around for a next game, which will be in Scottsdale? As great as they were, when the chips were in the middle of the table in the biggest moments, in the biggest game that you can be in, besides a World Series game, they got out-studded. The Dodgers just got a couple more studs. Mookie Betts going 4-for-4. Bellinger might have lost his stud status. Rare thing to happen for a guy who's in his early 20s, who's already got a Rookie of the Year and an MVP under his belt. But he turned into Cody Bellinger for one important at-bat. And then, even though it might have taken all the gas and life out of Scherzer's arm, having him come in, the check swing heard around the world, an awful lot of stuff for us to talk about. Derek Carr out there winning games all by himself. Doesn't need a coach, doesn't need a defense, doesn't need a running game. Derek Carr, 300 yards. You can set your watch by it almost every single week. He is really coming to something. The Arizona Cardinals, we got some facts which suggest they're not just interesting. They might be wildly interesting, considering how they started and who else has started as they have started. We'll break that all down for you before the end of the day. We're going to have a most amazing thing before we take you to the football hour tonight. It's a Monday, so that's happening from 6 to 7, followed by a little Kolsky and Company. Had a great time over this past weekend. I took Friday off. Took forever to drive up to Sacramento. Terrible Friday traffic. But when I finally got there, had a first experience at the Golden One Center. I want to give you a little review of the Golden One Center. Very impressed. Chase Center hosted Fish the next two nights. Saturday night was incredible. Sunday night was really weird because my wife and I watched a person die. Yeah, that happened. It was traumatic, to say the least. Very, very odd juxtaposition of what you're doing, the environment you're in, and then the Grim Reaper will bring everything to a screeching halt. A person fell out of a luxury box into the stands. How that fall occurred, I don't think anybody really even knows yet, but that person died. And it was, wow, it was really something else. I had to stop thinking about it to come on in and do today's show. It stuck with me. I think it's going to stick with a lot of people who were at Chase Center last night. But we got an awful lot to talk about, and we got certainly a much more fun Chase Center to walk into a little bit later on this week with the Warriors home opener. They'll start against the Lakers tomorrow. An awful lot of good stuff happening in sports in a very interesting week for the 49ers that they had better use to define themselves, because their identity right now, very hard to find. So just underway here, Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. And listen up, Dub Nation. Warriors fans. Basketball's back. New season, again, tomorrow. Starts with the Lakers. And then the Warriors host the Clippers on Thursday night, October 21st at 7 o'clock. It's the home opener brought to you by Chase. Join us as we celebrate 75 memorable years of Warriors basketball. Visit warriors.com for tickets. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. Great to have you along on a Monday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
You'll find everything we do on the Odyssey app. Make sure you download that bad boy. Powered by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. Good to have you here. It's a Monday. A Monday that did not follow a 49ers Sunday. A Monday that did not follow games one or two of the NLCS for the San Francisco Giants, but those CS games indeed did happen. They just happened in Atlanta. And look, if you could have dialed up more wins for the Giants against the Dodgers, you would have, but you couldn't. So I guess you'll have to enjoy those Braves wins, and you got two dramatic Braves wins to enjoy. Here's how game one ended. Brian Anderson, TBS.
2-2 game, bottom of the ninth. Riley, line drive, that is down, a base hit, here comes Albies, and the Atlanta Braves win game one.
So, how's game two sound, Brian?
And first ball swinging, and it gets through, and here comes the winning run, Swanson scores, and the Braves win again in their final at-bat.
Six outs away, Ray, from an even Steven 1-1 series tie going back to L.A., and it did not happen. How much gas did the Giants take out of the Dodgers? I mean, I think they took a lot of gas out. I think they're on fumes in games one and two, certainly game two of the NLCS. And you know, there are no moral victories anymore when your season's over, but having the Dodgers step on the Giants' throat to end their year, at least there's a little hangover I think Giants fans can be enjoying here.
Maybe, although I think that's more due to decisions the Dodgers made than things the Giants did to them. I mean, I kind of get the notion that, you know, well, I actually believe that they did the right thing with Scherzer in Game 5. Because that game you have to have.
Yeah.
Game two, you don't have to come back with him with 2 days rest. It's a ridiculous ask. And they could have gone opener. They could have started with Tony Gonsolin and then just reliever, 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 reliever. Now, maybe that doesn't change anything, but it allows you to get an extra day for Scherzer.
Well, and it also doesn't make sense because it's a seven-game series. Like, yeah. If he goes in game three, you can see him in game seven.
Yeah. I mean, it's more important that he be fresh for game three because you don't know if there's going to be a game seven. So you just pitch him in, you know, in his turn. You know, he's a guy you have to take care of. They're also using Julio Urias too much, I think, because they didn't need him last night. You know, what they needed was to have a little more faith in Blake Treinen and decide if they believe in Brewster Gratterall or not, because he was sitting there at the end too. And I know the Braves have a lot of guys who like to hit fastballs, but his fastball is a three-digit fastball, which makes it a little harder than most.
It's not the normal fastball.
Yeah. So I think Andy Friedman, who runs the baseball operations department, and Dave Roberts, operated as though they had to have games one and two, that they couldn't live without him. When in fact, yes, you can. You know, it's more important that you are fresh for 3, 4, 5, and 6 than it is that you hurry through 1 and 2. And even at that, it took like 2 real bold base running decisions by Ron Washington, the third base coach, and a third one by Rosario to steal second there at a time when, you know, why do you really need that base?
Yeah.
But it turns out they are playing every game as though it's game 7 for them, but they're doing it with their everyday guys. They're not doing it with their pitching staff, and that's the difference.
In the history of baseball, specifically playoff baseball, have we ever really had a borderline 15 to 20 minute pitching change? Because we got one in the Houston series when, after a couple of home runs, pardon me, did I say home runs? I meant grand slams.
Yeah.
After a couple of grand slams, Dusty decides to go to the pen. And in the pen, he finds starter Jake Odorizzi, who wasn't planning on pitching, has to go through a very stringent routine before he says, Skip, I'm ready to go. That was ridiculous. I mean, that was seriously ridiculous. A near 20-minute-long pitching change. Who's watching that? I mean, at that point, how many people turned that game off when they saw the score? And then when they came on back to see that, you know, here you are, you're in the third inning, and you're approaching the third hour of a game already.
Why wasn't Alex Cora pitching a blue fit about that? I mean, that's the thing that, I mean, I get what the Astros were doing, although I can't understand why it was permitted. And I definitely can't understand why Alex Cora didn't just snap, because that's 20 minutes where his pitcher's got to sit there and, you know, get rust on him.
Right.
So, yeah, I thought it was bad game management, and it shouldn't have been permitted. If you need Jake Odorizzi that badly, you'd better plan for him ahead of time. Otherwise, use one of the other 11 guys you've got. You know, you're down 8 already. So who's kidding who here?
In the history of baseball, there's got to be just one 20-minute pitching change.
In the history of baseball, there's always about 12 of everything. I don't remember one, but every time I've ever looked up something that I'm sure has never happened before, the furthest back I have to look back is 2 years, because something always happens that's just as weird as the thing you're looking at right then and there.
There's only one thing that I can prove to you is just one thing, Ray.
There's only one October.
Well, except that now it's Jocktober.
Did you play Jockperty with Whitey on Friday?
I did not. No, that's forbidden. No, but Jock Peterson has 3 of the Braves' 5 postseason home runs. And so they've noticed 3 things about him. 1, the only thing he can do is hit a home run. 2, he wears pearls because he likes them.
Yeah.
And 3, he stole Anthony Rizzo's bat and is not giving it back to him for 2 reasons. 1,
it's hot.
Rizzo doesn't need it because he won't need it until March. And 2, and he honestly said this, he says, because it's Jocktober.
A plus, Jock.
To secure a win, a 3-run homer, and that one's hit high and deep, way back. Jock Peterson sends it out. We are tied.
Again, Brian Anderson, TBS, with the call. So we got Astros and Red Sox. They're tied at 1-1 in the ALCS, and Game 3 is tonight at Fenway. the Astros have completely thrown away their nice guy reputation. Not that they ever really had one for a tainted title that makes everyone kind of hate them, if not in perpetuity, certainly in their own time. But they have done a great job playing that nobody likes us, everyone's rooting against us, circle the wagons around what we do mantra. They've really done a nice job with it. And look, you know how you squash your only champions because you cheat talk, Ray? You go to 5 straight ALCSs. Like, that's significant. It really, truly is. This is Houston's 5th straight ALCS. They're just the 3rd team in history to go to 5 straight championship series. You had your Oakland A's, who went to 5 straight during the golden era of the 70s, and the 1990s Braves went to the NLCS 8 straight years, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. In fairness, though, that was when all you had to do was win your division, and they were the only team in the National League East.
They really were. That was a bad, bad division for a long time. And they were just look at it this way. They would have been a good team in a good division. So they got to ride the crest of success in a bad division for as good as they were for so many years.
And the interesting thing about the Astros and their reputation, the Red Sox did the same thing the next year, but nobody thinks of them. It's the fact that Houston did the one thing you can't do, and that's try to front it off. If you get caught, you take a knee, you let people beat up on you for a little while, and then they get tired of it and move on. That's what the Red Sox did. They gave Alex Cora a year off. Just said, you know, we're suspending you. Or however that happened. He didn't get to manage in 2019.
Right.
And they didn't do anything other than try to be sheepish about it. And the Astros, on the other hand, through the skillful leadership of Jim Crane, their owner, and Jeff Luhnow, their moron general manager, they tried to front everything off and just go, well, no, we didn't. Well, but if we did, it wasn't that big a deal. And if it was that big a deal, well, that's baseball. Well, nobody wants to hear that. They want to hear you beat yourself up with tire
chains. Grovel a little. And they didn't at all.
And so that's why you have a series in which people think one team cheated, when in fact the other one won a World Series doing exactly the same thing, only without percussive instruments.
Siri's talking to you.
Yeah, I don't know why. Siri's never is on.
She just thought you asked about a player on the Jets.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I have no idea.
It showed me a biography of Andrew Kopp, who plays for the Winnipeg Jets, and I don't know what Siri was talking about.
I don't either.
So anyway,
it's impressive.
I'm a bad person, and I resign.
I just like that at all times your phone is ready to go to the Winnipeg Jets.
I don't know why. I haven't looked up anything on the Winnipeg Jets.
What are you looking up, like Timo Solani stats or something?
Yeah. I looked back at 25 years ago.
Little Ty Domi, check him out.
Ty Domi. The fact that you know that stuff, frankly, suggests to me that you care more about it than you let on.
Well, here's the thing. If we could make a little hay talking hockey, we talk a little hockey. I grew up really liking hockey, and then hockey kind of screwed it up. I don't know. It's really weird. But yeah, God, there's some other. I used to know a lot of Winnipeg Jets back in the day too. Anyway, we definitely do not need to go over Winnipeg Jet memories.
But anyway,
not with our audience.
My point, the Red Sox did as much as the Astros did, but they're walking around with halos.
So this is the whole part of the thing I wanted to talk about. Why people are still really angry at the Astros, because they didn't get their catharsis. People weren't allowed to go into the ballpark and boo the ever-living life out of them in the year after it happened. So there's just this long, lingering, I didn't get to yell at you yet. And that's really what an American is these days.
Yeah.
Either being able to yell at something you don't like or yelling about something you don't like, whether it goes specifically to the – whether it's received – by the person you're trying to send it to or not, people don't even care. They just want to come up to the mountaintop and scream, I hate you.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what social discourse is in America now. It's, I have to hear me scream, and I don't care whether you're listening or not. I need people to notice that I'm angry. And frankly, most people are going, who cares?
There's so much anger, no one even really notices anymore. By the way, text line's noticing a 19-minute Carini. Yes, that did happen on Saturday night. It was epic. A little encore, a little fish talk. I'll try to keep it to a bare minimum. Let me tell you, man, the Chase Center is a great place to see a concert. The acoustics in there are amazing. It really was a hell of a night. I had a really good night up at Golden One Center. Have you been up there yet, Ray? Have you seen that place?
Yeah.
It's really nice what they've done. And the little neighborhood that has kind of popped up around it, the way that you got to walk through a maze of restaurants and bars to reach your destination at Golden One. Whoever laid that puppy out did a really nice job of city planning that bad boy. It took 2.5 hours to drive up to Sacramento on a Friday afternoon. God, that sucked.
I can't imagine what you were expecting other than that.
Yeah, well, I was thinking maybe two. That the last 30 minutes really pushed it.
Oh, no, Friday night. I mean, people are heading for Tahoe and Reno at the drop of a hat. It's bad from about noon on.
Yeah, well, we left the city about 3 o'clock, and I thought that gave us a nice window to get up there, around 5 o'clock-ish. No.
I'm surprised it was only 2.5, I'll be honest with you.
It was terrible.
Let me guess. It started in Fairfield.
A little, yeah. No, I mean, it really started by Berkeley. I mean, it was.
Well, that's normal
it was
traffic.
Rough.
But usually, that's everyday people who live in El Sobrante. But once you get past that, you think you're home free. But on a Friday, no, you're not.
Epic Carini, great chalk dust torture. Some really good songs, strong fall tour, 3-show opens. But last night, there was something that cast a pall over it. Somebody plummeted to their death from a luxury box. And it was, Ray, it was one of the rawest things I've ever seen in my life, man. So when the mag flashlights come out, and you know that it's just not some hippie using his iPhone to look on the floor for the joint that he just dropped. When those mag flashlight comes out, you know there's an authority figure involved.
Hmm.
And all of a sudden, these mag flashlights were descending on this section of, in the middle of a concert, in the middle of a ripping set. And my wife is like, Jillian's like, look what's going on over there. And then the unmistakable body language of CPR started in earnest, and it probably went on for 3 minutes. It felt like it went on for 2 hours. It was just a moment in time that would not go away, and you're thinking, all right, so Chase Center is luckily, 2 blocks away from one of the greatest hospitals in the world? Just get this person to the hospital, but they couldn't. They obviously suffered a catastrophic injury to the point where they did die. But they had to put the, a mobilization board out there, and just carry someone out on the ironing board, and it was just, oh man, it was really.
Did you leave right away?
No, we didn't leave. We didn't leave. But I mean, it affected the night, to say the least. I mean, forget about what it did to me, to that poor person. That poor person's family is all you can really think about. But it just changed the entire evening. I had a great, great Friday night up in Sacramento. Saturday night at Chase Center is one of the single greatest concerts and most amount of fun I have ever had. Sunday night was shaping up to be a repeat of Saturday night. And then that happened. And I've seen a lot of people talk about how, it's so steep. And I will say that there's no doubt that Chase Center is steeper because all the seats are at better angles than at Chase Center. At Chase Center, it's steeper than Golden One Center. Golden One Center had more room to operate in, and they took it. They built a bigger, more cavernous building. Chase Center is still more intimate, and it's steeper. And I'm seeing people complain about, what is a steep upper deck? For sure. All upper decks are pretty steep these days. But there have been an awful lot of concerts and events that have happened in there with no one falling. I mean, I don't know what happened, but it was traumatic as hell. It really, really was. They went and tarped off the section and put the Chase Center equivalent of police lines around it. And it was, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of death in person in my life. And that just looked so serious and so scary as it was happening. When you see medically trained professionals not panicking, but working as fast and as urgently as they can, you know, it's the old saying, good news doesn't travel by helicopter. Yeah, good news is not ever delivered by frantically working EMTs. And man, it was really something else for the people who were in that section and really saw it. There were pools of blood in that section. It was really, really something else. Been trying not to think about it since it happened. Ugh.
Well, this didn't help.
No, it didn't help. But sometimes you got to talk it out, right? You got to talk it out.
Yeah, there was a soccer game yesterday in London between it wasn't in London, but Newcastle United played Tottenham, and they're playing, you know, just regular old game. And then 7 minutes to go in the first half, all of a sudden, players are pointing up at the stands, and everything stops. The fans having a cardiac arrest. They immediately run one of the field defibrillators upstairs. And the one thing that I think Europe does better than us is when there's something that goes on somewhere, the game becomes secondary, and they immediately just cleared the field, told both sets of players, go to your dressing rooms, we'll come get you when we want you. And they waited till the EMTs got to the guy, you know, restarted his heart, you know, took him to the hospital, and then they resumed the game. And it reminded me of Christian Eriksen, the Denmark player, who collapsed on the field.
Had his heart attack and they resuscitated him.
Yeah, but the game, they didn't restart the game. They just, this is way bigger than that. And it has nothing to do with what you saw last night, but it's just, they have at least a slightly better worldview of life versus entertainment. Because that was life. Entertainment stops when life intervenes. And I don't know, it just, your story just reminded me of that.
No, it was really, really something else. Someone said, did you see the person fall or did you see the aftermath? It was only the aftermath. And thank goodness that's all we were able to see. Because, I mean, your attention is on the show. You're looking at the stage. But this happened in the section that was almost directly across from us. So all of a sudden, what brought your attention to it was you saw the upper part of his section completely getting cleared out by security. And I think there were people also, you know, running away from what just saw. And a lot of people are like, hey, drugs happen, fish happens. And yes, you're right about all of that. And basically, you know, fish fans come in three different flavors. Sober tonight, not sober tonight, did way too much tonight. And I don't know if that was, I don't know what that was. But it seemed, I've heard stories and eyewitness accounts, which are something you wouldn't want to bring to court, obviously, but that it looked intentional, like the person was trying to have a coup de grace moment. I don't know. It was something else, though. But outside of the death, it was a hell of a time. It was a really, really good time, and I'm looking forward to actually getting back in there for a basketball game. It's going to be weird going to a basketball game in there after being in there two nights in a row for a concert and just partying and dancing, and then obviously the event happened. But back for a basketball game sounds good to me. I believe we're going to be coming to you live from Chase Center on Thursday, and I'm looking forward to that. I'll also tell you that Otto Porter Jr. is supposed to stop on by the show again today. But we'll believe that when we see it. We're not going to forward promote because we forward promoted that twice and it didn't exactly work out very well. So we'll just hope that it happens. I know that they're sitting in a hotel room in Los Angeles, so maybe that means there's less to do and we will talk to them a little bit later on. I know that we will be talking to Michael Irvin at 4 o'clock, and when we come on back, we're going to set up what we're going to be talking about. We're going to get into a little football. We're going to get into an awful lot of what the Niners did this week and the world that they are living in right now. It's not the world that they wanted to be living in for sure. You want even more football talk? Well, you're going to get plenty of it tonight from 6 to 7. It's the Football Hour brought to you by Street Strider with Sean Salisbury and Lorenzo Neal, the first 2-in-1 indoor-outdoor elliptical. Visit streetstrider.com. Meanwhile, Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking No compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now back to Damon and Ratto, brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
Everything we do, you can find on the Odyssey app. Download it. You'll also find exclusive Odyssey stations there for you. Exclusive Odyssey stations on the Odyssey app, brought to you by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar. Welcome back, Damon and Ratto. And let me tell you about the things we just learned about during the commercial break. Thank you, Twitter, for updating us. Number one, we'll start with local sports. Evander Kane has been suspended 21 games for carrying and trying to get away with a fake vaccination card. If you can find me the one thing I'm supposed to like about Evander Kane, please let me know what it is, because he seems to be detestable from a full 360-degree perspective.
Well, let's just isolate this for a second. He went to the trouble of getting the card, which was probably more difficult than going and getting a shot.
Correct.
It's like he had a choice to do the right and sensible thing or go out of his way to try to get over on somebody. In this case, his employer. In this case, the entire league. And they caught on. And given all the other things that they've been looking into with him, that seems like an unwarranted risk to take.
Yeah, I mean, you think the guy's agent would at least say, Evander, just for me, stay off the radar for a little bit, would you?
Yeah, it's very him, and yet even at that, all the stuff he's been into between the accusations from his ex-wife and, you know, the issues that he's had in other cities, it's almost as though he's literally a moth heading for an overhead fan. The only thing that happens is you're going to lose a wing.
Look, he plays fast, loose, and reckless with his decisions, his own reputation, other people's reputations, his relationships. The guy is in a downward spiral. Where do you want to go to bet it doesn't end well for Evander Kane?
Well, I'm wondering how much more the San Jose Sharks are going to tolerate what they've been asked to tolerate here. I mean, he was arguably their best player a year ago, but he wasn't so good that he got him into the playoffs with bad players around him.
No, there's only one Shark who ever did that.
Dunsmore!
One of two things is going to happen. I'm tearing that button out or I'm pulling your thumb off.
Take the thumb. Leave my Dunsmore.
Yeah. Dunsmore!
Yeah, I don't know what they're getting out of him anymore. All it is, tell us one more reason why you can't play. And now the NHL just gave him one more.
There you go.
Here you go. Here's 21 more. I mean, why they don't just release him and pay him off is beyond me. Because Hasso Plattner, who owns the team, is worth about $9, maybe $10 billion. He's one of the richest owners in the NHL. And, you know, here's your cash. Gamble it away. Do whatever you're going to do. Just do it somewhere else.
Right. Evander, there's nothing about you that says you don't want the money up front. Right? So just take it and go away. And thanks for the memories. We'll try to forget you as soon as possible. Thanks. Yeah. We'll try to forget your memory as soon as possible. The other thing that I want to share with you that I just found out during the commercial break, along with the Evander Kane 21 game you lied about being vaxxed suspension, is that Dick Vitale has just announced that he's been diagnosed with another form of cancer. He has lymphoma, and he had previously been battling a melanoma, skin cancer. So, you know, look, not that cancer is a good word in any age, but you hear it twice in a short amount of time at Dick Vitale's age. That's very concerning. Wish Dickie V the very, very best. It's one of the good guys out there. So there you go. That's the news during the commercial break that just came across the wire. We've got Michael Irvin joining us at 4 o'clock to talk about everything that just happened in a very interesting weekend of football. Derek Carr, Lamar Jackson, the Arizona Cardinals, obviously the Dallas Cowboys, Aaron Rodgers, who's now officially spent more time owning the Bears than George Halas even did. We're going to get into all of that with Michael Irvin when he joins us at 4 o'clock. However, we need to talk about what a very important week this has been for the Niners and what they've done with it to match that importance, because this is you're about to be who you are time. Like, there's no more getting the you-know-what back in the donkey after your bye week. So whatever your problems were, whatever your lack of identity was, you better figure it out a little something, Kyle Shanahan, in this week. And by the way, your identity will continue to be a who's playing quarterback until we're really sure about that, will continue to be George Kittle's not here until he is again, and that's officially bad. The world that the Niners living in, it's not the one that they planned on. It's crazy things happen while you're making plans. And I think that the 49ers really plan to be a good team this year. And they've got a decent defense, even though it's been banged up with injury. But look, they got a 3-game losing streak. They sit dead last in their own division. They've scored the least amount of points in their own division. 10 of the 16 teams in their conference have scored more points than Kyle Shanahan has generated. And by the way, those were pre-bye week statistics. It's not like the league played another week when they weren't playing, so that's why the Niners have fallen behind. Those were pre-bye week statistics. And here come the Colts and Bears. Okay. So the Colts just beat up a terrible Houston team yesterday. But that's a game that the 49ers need to win on Sunday Night Football. And if they don't, I mean, so here's the, by the way, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, everyone. Do you know what the anniversary is? Today is the one-year anniversary of the 49ers' last home win. They will go a full calendar year in between home wins at Levi's Stadium. Remember, the one win that they picked up in Arizona? We're not counting that right here. They're 1-9 in their last 10 home games, if you count a win in Arizona. So it's just a 5-game losing streak into the deadline if they lose to the Colts and then the Bears. What are you at that point? What you're not is going into the bye week, which unfortunately Trey Lance was hurt during an awful lot of. How much the reps he got with anyone, beyond me, beyond, we really don't know. What did he look like? Jimmy Garoppolo is back working out and he's practicing again. Really going back to Garoppolo after Lance, who was certainly far from perfect, but showed you some flashes of potential. You know, I guess Kyle's waiting for more data points before he decides whether to, Ray, go for it. I don't even think they got to go for it in them this year, to be totally honest with you, or strip it down to the studs and start the full rebuild with Lance as your guy.
Yeah, I was looking at teams that started 2-4, and there are just enough teams that have gotten into the playoffs that I'm not sure if this is the make or break week, but they're running out of margin for error.
Yeah.
And if they can't play either quarterback this week, then they'll just have to ride Nate Sudfeld.
I know you're looking forward to it. Maybe even more than I am.
Well, yes, because, you know, let's just do what the Braves did this year. The Braves got to the National League Championship Series using six catchers. Let's see how many quarterbacks 49ers can use.
What's the record? How many is the most amount of starting quarterbacks has a team ever ridden to the Super Bowl?
I'd have to look at that, but I bet the record is two.
Yeah, I was about to say, any more than three.
Yeah, and we would have to make the caveat that it's not somebody who threw one pass.
Right. Yeah, somebody got starts, games, actual games. It's a very, very interesting week, and what the Niners come out of it looking like, we don't even know. Because, again, what did they look like going into the bye week? We don't even really know. You know, the running game from a few years ago that everybody studied hasn't been worth looking at twice this year. And if the line is that intricate and can open up holes the way it shouldn't matter who the running back is. But obviously it has, and it did, and it does. They're not fooling anybody. Kyle Shanahan spent an awful lot of his days fooling his opponent. They're not fooling anybody. They basically telegraph, we're afraid to throw the ball, and we ain't going to run it very well. So hopefully this defense comes in and carries most of the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, they put up decent numbers, but they're not dangerous numbers.
No.
I mean, there's a difference between getting 80 yards out of Raheem Mostert and 80 yards out of any of the guys they've trotted out there this year.
Well,
Raheem Mostert is an electric running back who scares the hell out of teams because he can break long ones. These guys just do it with attrition. And that's why I kept saying their running game has not been good at all. And part of it is, yes, teams have put 7 and 8 in the box routinely. But I also think it's just that there are differences between running backs, and stats don't tell you what they are a lot of the time. I mean, you can tell from Derrick Henry, without knowing how many yards he's got, that he's dangerous. You can tell that with Ezekiel Elliott. You can tell that with Joe Mixon. There are guys who scare you and guys who don't. And in the current NFL, if you don't have a running back who scares you, you have an ordinary guy who's easily replaceable by another ordinary guy. And while I'm not going to try to bury Trey Sermon or Elijah Mitchell or anybody else, they haven't jumped out at you yet and go, that's somebody the other team's got to worry about.
Jonathan Taylor, who they're going to see Sunday with the Colts, thinks he's that guy. He wants to be that guy. They haven't given him that guy carries yet. Yeah, I don't think he's had 20 carries in a game yet, but he is starting to really move the ball. The Colts, here's the thing. I saw somebody actually bring this up. Are we allowed to actually say Carson Wentz is having a pretty good year?
Carson Wentz isn't having a bad year, but Jonathan Taylor's having a very good year.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he carried the ball 14 times for 145 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's a scary guy. One of those runs was for 83 yards. That's a scary guy. You know, and the fact that he's playing in Indianapolis for a team that everybody gave up on 3 days before the season started, they're not a bad team. And Carson Wentz has been doing this, throwing to Michael Pittman, Paul Campbell, you know, just ordinary guys. They just got T.J. Hilton or T.Y. Hilton back for the first time this year.
Didn't he get hurt?
And he got hurt.
Yeah.
So they're doing this with a running game. They look a little bit like the 49ers did 2 years ago because they're just saying, we're going to give it to this guy, and one time he's going to break one on you. Then you got to deal with that.
Welcome, good people, good listeners, to your 4 o'clock hour.
Are they that good?
Yes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.